between you and your friend.
You mean as a consequence of doing zazen, you start seeing?
Maybe so, maybe not. But in a sense, you can get into deeply. Okay. So it's very difficult to live with the people who are just right in outside of the gate. You know, it's very difficult. Or even the people that they're taking one step inside of the gate, you know, still a little difficult. Because you already get into the very deep. So, next experience is you don't feel good. But in the beginning, you feel good. From there, you know. So you have to go beyond this.
When I was being raised Catholic, the terms pure and impure had very narrow and guilt-producing connotation. Is there some other word to say the same thing?
Narrow understanding. Narrow idea.
I can't hear you.
Narrow idea of purity? Or?
Yeah, I have still my Catholic definition of pure and impure. So is there some other word you could use that would say?
Wholesome and unwholesome.
Huh?
Wholesome and unwholesome.
Oh, wholesome.
At one time during your lecture this morning, you said true. Is that another?
True.
True. And I thought you were saying that instead of pure.
Mm-hmm. True body.
Is true. That?
Wholesome. Unwholesome. It seems to me that wholesome or unwholesome are almost the same as purity or impurity.
Does purity imply some sort of clarity? Or straightforwardness.
Purity in the Buddhism is not a result of doing something. Okay? Purity is activity itself of doing something that is pure. Purity. Going beyond idea of purity and impurity. But purity, idea of purity is a kind of a sense of body, human body. Do you understand? In terms of a dualistic sense. If you do this, then you can get this. And then it says purity or impurity. The impurity or purity are given to the result of the human activity.
That's why some translators like wholesome, because wholesome implies whole, no emphasis on the result.
Mm-hmm.
So it is same as the spirit of Skandhaya?
Yes. Your spirit of Skandhaya is the same as what?
Purity.
Purity, you sure. Skan itself, activity of Skan itself. That is purity.
But it is not only on the judgment, anything.
Anything, if you do it, example. Temporarily we say purity. But there is no trace of purity. That is called purity. So that's why purity is manifested as no purity. No purity. So in the Buddhism we use all the negative. No purity, or no eyes, no ears. That is exactly, you have to see some other aspect, so-called purity. Function of the purity, constantly. At that time, no purity.
Well, in a sense then what you're saying is that purity and no purity are the same thing.
Yes, same thing, exactly. No difference. But it's very difficult to say about that, you know, about that activity process itself. That's why temporarily we use the no purity.
So there's no impurity.
No impurity.
Impurity.
Sure. No impure, no purity. That is the spirit of Shikan. You are doing. Okay? Just like a sleep. Shikan sleep, you know. Shikan sleep is very pure purity. That means completely you can perceive idea of sleep, subject and object, so complete, pure sense of purity.
Is that similar to when Dogen talks about whole being Buddha nature, being no Buddha nature, mm-hmm. whole being Buddha nature?
Self is the entire whole world, I guess. That is spirit of Shikan. You can, that is not abstract ideas, abstract understanding of human life. It can manifest it in a concrete aspect of human life. That is sweeping ground, wiping floors. That's why doing zazen, gassho, is nothing but the entire whole world.
We say nothing to attain. Then it's like the question always comes up, you know, why do we practice? So we say.
Well, you already attain a certain stage. That's why you have questions. Why do you have to do it? You understand? You already touch
right.
it.
Right.
You know? No attainment means just the one thing, nothing around. This. So at that time, who touched this fingers? Yeah. Nothing. Just like sleeping, you know? Sleeping as an object and sleeping the sleeper as a subject, just the one finger. Who touch? Who touch sleep? I? No. Or, I am touching sleep means already you attain. You know? But actually you are really sleeping exactly. So no attain? Do you understand?
No. So arrogance.
So arrogance.
Arrogance. Attain.
Sure.
In fact, the subject is not.
That is called very pure purity. Very purity. Beyond purity or impurity. Beyond idea, trace of subject and object. Exactly.
Instead of saying purity and impurity, could you also say completeness and complete and incomplete?
Mm-hmm.